Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an episode of Film Sack where we watch along with you. Yes, that's right. The grand return of the watch along with a very special Christmas episode today. Before we get into details on all of that, we have, of course, Randy, Brian, and me. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Somebody's out of town this week.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. Hey, COVID left, and now I just cough a lot. So,
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a great Christmas season,
doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coughing
yeah.
all the time and sneeze.
What is it? Post nasal drip? Is that what you got?
Oh, I just sneezed. Nice. Post nasal drip is the preseason.
Better than the Kellogg's nasal drip.
I agree. Matt. Kellogg's never quite got it right.
They called it
nose leak or some other fake name. It wasn't even as good.
Nose leak.
Anyway, I'm going to sneeze again. I'm going to try not to. We're going to go ahead and get going here. So what we've decided to do is a Doctor Who Christmas special today for our
watch-along. Only 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away before Christmas.
2 weeks, baby. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's 2 weeks. This is season 8, episode 13 on HBO Max. You can also get this on BritBox, or if you have the DVD collection, you're all good. We're looking at a Peter Capaldi episode from 2014. That's amazing that this is that old.
Which caught our attention because it's also stars Nick Frost, right?
Oh.
The man with the best name for a Christmas episode.
Right, yeah.
No, what's his name?
Simon Pegg?
No.
Simon Pegg
not
does
this time.
Simon Pegg does appear in some previous episodes of Doctor Who, Scott. I want you to know.
No, I was unaware.
Yeah, he does.
But I'm coming. I'm the most virgin here when it comes to Doctor Who, I think. The rest of you have seen way more than me. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. So we're going to learn together what a very special Capaldi Christmas means in the hearts of millions. Here's how it'll work. We're going to cue it up, and that means you at home. That's the whole point of these. We try to watch them with you, along with you. We get a little commentary along with the thing. We'd recommend turning on subtitles for whatever language you prefer, and cue it up at 0.00 right at the beginning, right in the black. And don't be shocked. You're about to see a BBC logo before things start.
Spoiler.
I know. Spoilers, everybody. Sorry, I should have warned them. So that's what we're going to do. So pause the show right here. Pause the podcast. Go get yourself set up with all that stuff I just said. And then when you return, we'll hit play. Oh, they returned. Look at that, everybody. They've come back.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice. They're very efficient. And we're all hovering over the play button here and ready to go. So I'm going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, go. The word go is where we're going. Okay. So here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. BBC. Jeez Louise, BBC. You're so big and in my face.
Okay. So it's a dark Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why?
Spaghetti. Look at it.
Save some electricity. Don't turn on that tree, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh. Nighttime Christmas.
This is filmed in daytime, but they just dialed the light down.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Crashing.
Santa!
This is where you get reminded that they filmed
Jenna
these.
Jenna Coleman.
If you had spotlights outside your windows, you would put the shades down.
So it's kind of like a Santa Claus thing? She's going outside, she's going to get the card.
She threw up the shades to see what was the matter.
Right.
Santa crashed. Oh, it's great.
That's great. Well, how come they don't have... why are all these look like they're filmed with somebody's digital video camera?
That's how these shows are made, Scott.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's Rudolph. Yeah. They got freaking Rudolph in this one. This is... He's a pretty good Santa.
Hold on. He's English?
Nick Frost.
But yeah, he's English. Yes.
Nick Frost. But I mean, they're portraying
Santa Claus is English. Sure.
Okay. Oh, I like Jenna Coleman.
I mean, he kind of looks like Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg would make a great elf.
Yeah, he would. Why didn't they do that?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. He looks like...
Santa looks like he's going to kill her.
What's the racist part? What do they mean by that?
Girl!
Wait, does she not know what Christmas is?
No, she's an orphan.
She
look
sleeps
at her.
Next to a Christmas tree. Yes, she knows.
And some backstory. She is the doctor's companion at this point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's gone on to other cool stuff, right?
So she wait.
Sandman.
Are we supposed to find out Santa Claus is a Time Lord?
I hope so.
That'd be great.
Is that what's going on? Nick Frost is a Time Lord?
He is magic, though.
He's a present lord.
He's a present lord. I'm the lord of Christmas present.
Oh, they're playing CG reindeer games up there. Rudolph does not care for that.
Looking her up. Jenna Coleman.
Guilty. I love it. It is so him.
Shut up. Oh, she's in First Avenger.
Right, yeah. And I can't remember where she was in that.
She's somebody named Connie, but I don't remember the character. That's pretty cool, though.
Oh, why are they such snarky clauses? Look at this.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of Santa not being American like they always show him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Santa was around before America, probably.
Definitely was. That's my point, though. So. They've made him so the Coke. He's the Coke Santa here, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Also, shorter beard is an interesting choice.
Oh, Santa. Santa is having dark thoughts here.
Oh.
I am too watching this episode.
Santa's not shocked by a Time Lord.
Well, here's Capaldi. Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-oh. He's back.
I'm not used to seeing him with hair.
Yeah.
Everything he's in now, he's bald or has those weird pistons.
All right, Batman.
Suicide Squad. And, yeah.
Generally speaking, Doctor Who's have great hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a requirement, I think.
Santa does know who Doctor is.
Oh, yeah. So what we're finding out here is that the Doctor and Santa is real, Santa is magic, they have a long-running relationship.
Okay. That's interesting lore.
Nobody likes the tangerines. Who likes tangerines in their stocking? I do.
I hate them.
They were always oranges.
I just like tangerines in general.
Yeah, I do like tangerines.
Chocolate orange.
They were full on oranges when I grew up. Big old fat oranges.
Yes, those two.
My mom loved putting that in there.
You get the sexy stocking with the fishnet with the nuts.
No,
and
but
the oranges in them.
Oh yeah, we did that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know that the South and the North aren't that far off when it comes to Christmas traditions. Everyone liked Capaldi okay, right? He was enjoyed as a doctor? Okay.
He's fantastic.
I love how she's the center of the universe, essentially.
Things are so intense right now, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe in Santa. Where's my presents? I love that sound.
Oh, no, there's nothing quite like this.
I never skip intro when it comes to Doctor Who.
Well, and today is no different. Nobody skip, including you at home. Because if you skip, we're all going to be unsynced here.
I love the Christmas theme.
Wee, wee, wee.
Peter Capaldi.
Wee, wee, wee.
Gina Coleman.
Wee, wee.
Eyeballs.
It's a good intro.
Awesome. Last Christmas,
gave you my heart.
Doctor Who, my heart.
And then Doctor Who said,
"And the very next
go
day,
to bed."
It was a different Doctor Who.
So now we've gone to the North Pole, and you know because of the Northern Lights. That's how you're told.
That's how you know. Okay, right. That makes sense. I mean, if it were me, I would start using really good cameras for Doctor Who, but they never do.
You think they're all drinking hot chocolate?
Yeah. It's swirled with candy canes.
Yeah.
I just want to say I love Faye Marseille. I love Faye Marseille so much. We just saw her in Andor.
Oh.
Wait. Okay. She was Velsartha in Andor.
Is that her?
Fantastic.
Oh, right.
Is that her hair?
I seen this in Resident Evil.
Oh,
don't
that
do it.
Girl. Yeah.
Don't do it.
She's playing rich, but she's a rebel. She was awesome in Andor.
Monitoring her body fluids.
And she was the waif in Game of Thrones.
Why do they monitor her body fluids?
Andor had a pretty good share of Game of Thrones expats. I like that.
Uh-oh, did Santa Me Too Me? Oh, I see that guy. Okay. Snaws. Oh, I get it. So this is like the training stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She's training to be an elf.
Elven training.
Magic. I love Prep and Landing. You guys watch that Disney show?
No,
special?
I've been meaning to. The animated thing with the
elves.
Yeah,
there's several. There's several. It's really good, in my opinion.
It's so ridiculous. I love it. Can you imagine entering a room this way?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ooh, one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah. That's always on at our house.
Yeah.
Infirmary. British people say infirmary really cool.
Santa has balls. Oh, a ball.
A ball. You know, like what's his face last week?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
This is how you distract your prey.
Holy shit. So are those dead bodies?
I actually do like this song.
She's working it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a great, great melody.
Yep. I like
the
ones.
Slade wasn't telling you to come on, feel the noise. No. This is what they were doing.
Yeah.
I'm putting this song in my Spotify Christmas playlist
now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's funny is I wish more groups, bands, whatever popular artists of the time would do trying to be like, here's a version of a Christmas song and actually do something original.
There's a skeleton band and a girl in the 90s. Yeah, I love it.
He is skinny.
Oh, man. Oh no! Okay,
Zambies.
This is kind of cool.
Zambie.
They always throw in a little bit of horror in their Christmas specials, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, in every episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah. He's got his screwdriver.
They're mind flayers. Ew, they're weird.
I love it. I love it.
I kind of like it too.
All I want for Christmas.
Well, how else is what are you supposed to do?
Think about a song, man.
Start thinking about Merry Christmas by Slade.
I guess so.
So every scene is so intense. This show never chills.
No. Mm-hmm. Exterminate. What is Danny Pink up to right now? Oh, no. Smack. Ugh. How dare you?
Did that work?
Smack the doctor around.
Did something.
He will sonic screw you.
Oh.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, no. Why'd they get a baby one? Oh, no, it's a whole bunch of baby ones. Well, they're just hands.
Are they facehuggers? So,
and the rest of us just them in facehugger land, I'm assuming.
Well, so those people aren't aliens. They have facehuggers on their normal head.
Right.
Okay.
The tangerines.
It's gonna blow.
A slinky of different shapes.
CG sizes. Slinky CG.
It's fun for a girl and a boy.
And a boy.
Look, if a 2014 of a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One doesn't come rolling in. That is terrible. Holy shit.
I love it.
Wow.
So basically, the North Pole is weird.
Yeah. That's his domain, right? They got balloon guns.
Balloon animal gun?
Yeah, some say. Is that what I saw? Yeah. And he's got like a BB gun. He's got like a BB gun rider, like a shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like a toy. Christmas story.
Yeah. Red Rider, was it?
So these creatures are his? These are Santa's?
Or is he in control of them?
Well, he's definitely telling them what to do.
Yeah. Well, he's magical. Push the boat out. Wolf.
Like, he should do other cool things. Why isn't he always doing things? Makes me want to watch Hot Fuzz again.
Yeah.
So good.
Love that movie.
My Little Pony.
I love how none of these people know why they're here or what he is exactly. And he's just like proving to them that he's the real Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't care.
No, they do not care.
What's he got? Oh, he's got a gripper.
Do any of the doctor helper lady people?
Companions.
Sorry. I can't think of that.
There you go.
Do any of them ever become a doctor or no? Like this dude. No. The new guy, isn't he? I don't know. They announced the new guy, the black dude, and he took over for her. And I thought he was a companion, but maybe not.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Anyway, I don't think he's the one of the companions that Jodie Whittaker had. She had like three companions.
So, what you just missed while you were talking was the explanation that these are dream crabs from some other planet or whatever, and they're invading Earth, and they're going to kill all of the human race if the Doctor and Santa don't team up to stop them.
Okay. Wow, luck got covered while we were talking about.
Yeah.
Companions.
Nick Frost is brief.
iPhone 3.
You think I could pull off a big gap in front of my teeth?
Yeah, you could do it.
I'm gonna do that.
I encourage this change in appearance.
So are they already asleep? Like all this part is just them asleep, right? Because they got attacked by those dream hands, right?
I think before the hands fully closed in on Santa, blew up the wall and threw the tangerines and the slinkies.
Was
and
it
the robots
was that
in
a
there.
Tangerine or was that an ornament?
It looked like a tangerine.
Oh, I thought it was a tangerine.
Yeah, definitely a piece of fruit. Not. Might have been an orange.
It was really large.
Do oranges grow in Great Britain?
What's that?
Do oranges grow there in the UK? Oh, not the North Pole.
So. I thought you meant the North Pole. Is like, no. Definitely not. They do not like frost. Nick Frost.
I don't think any place, maybe the very south, is warm enough, but I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has to be warmer climes, I believe.
Yeah. But certainly.
Well, that's why I assume that he has to be some type of time lord, right? But he's just magic.
No. Santa is Santa.
Yeah. I know, but he defies time. So I'm surprised they didn't lean into that.
Just explain how he.
Why? I saw what he was saying. He didn't explain squat.
No, Ibbot or Dunaway's right. It would be an interesting lean to say this whole time Santa was a.
Because I mean, his inside of his bag is kind of got to be like a TARDIS because it's got to be bigger on the inside. Right. So I mean,
sure.
Doctor Who's wearing a hoodie. That's a hoodie back there.
Yeah.
Doctor
he's
Hoodie.
Hip and cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
He plays electric guitar too, this doctor.
I need some sweaty feet shoes. This seems to be very sweaty.
Does he ever get it on with one of his companions?
Not really.
Yeah. That's always like the thing, though.
Always,
like,
the teased, tension. Implied. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But they often have their whole other lives outside of their travels with the doctor.
Because there's a big age gap here. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Oh, there isn't most of them.
Usually. Yeah, I guess that's true. I always forget how old David Tennant is. He's not young. He's like pushing 60 or something.
And every episode is pretty much Doctor Who saying, trust me, right? Isn't that
pretty much
the crux of it? Yeah.
Oh, save your emails at home. David Tennant is only 51. I apologize. He's not that old.
But how much older was he than, what's her name?
Jodie Whittaker?
No, 30. His companion.
20 years.
Oh. I don't remember.
Billy Piper?
Is that who it was?
Oh, no, not Billy Piper. It was Nebula.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, nope. She was Matt Smith's companion.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. We just saw her in that holiday special.
The eyes bigger inside. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. That's what I tell my ladies, too.
Karen Gillian is a...
Is he eating some Kentucky Fried Chicken? That was gross. He was chowing down that thing. Oh, look, now we're into to it. Not it thing.
Everyone keeps asking these people what they're doing here, and they won't answer.
Those buttholes.
Yeah. It's because they're doing the thing, right? They're the doing thing. John Carpenter's The Thing, right?
They're doing that thing. I want to look like him when I'm old.
You'll look like you.
I want to look like cool old.
Yeah.
Not me. I'll probably have a big old fat nose. Big old juicy nose.
Big juicy red one.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's better than that comedian that cocained himself to death.
Or yeah. Artie Lang,
yeah. You don't want that nose.
Yeah. It's starting to get better, though, isn't it? He like, has some surgeries and stuff.
Did he?
What kind of turkey leg? Was he eating reindeer? What is that?
It's probably... It's Blitzen. Some tasty Blitzen.
Mm.
You prepare him right, Blitzen's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
These are sleepy aliens. They're very sleepy.
Blitzen now with Retzen.
More with Retzen. Alien.
Ooh, alien reference. Nice.
I love that. Your aliens are very sleepy. I'm assuming they were human at one point in time because they're wearing the human garb and the things everybody else
Yeah, they got the dumb vests on and all that.
Yeah, I'm assuming those, that they've
thinged this thing.
Those
are people who are currently
face-hugging it.
Possessed by the aliens.
Right. Gaiuld.
Is there previous lore about these crabs? Like
they've been delivering a ton of lore about them.
So what? So
no. I don't mean that.
Crabs?
I don't mean in this episode. I mean like if I went back to an old episode of Eccleston or something. Okay.
This is a kind of an Alien of the Week show.
Yeah.
This show loves to return to a couple of enemies that it really enjoys, but.
They like those robot Roomba things.
Daleks.
Daleks.
Yeah, exterminate.
Exterminate.
Exterminate. Merry Christmas.
Oh, man.
This is for you, Dr. Ho.
Do you remember that time Skype was really bad and you said exterminate for me?
Yes.
I'm going to play it just for fun here.
Exterminate.
So good.
That was pure Skype glitch.
Yeah, that was just
no Skype other crash. Type of.
Oh, yeah. So great! It's so perfect.
Clara,
what is happening? Oh,
she's doing math. She's doing six dimensional math.
There was something was rocking, so don't come a knocking. I thought.
Mm. Oh, that's incorrect. She just did math wrong.
No, doesn't have to be right.
That's true.
Just got to be distracting.
Who's Danny Pink?
Her boyfriend.
Okay.
He did.
Well, ex.
We think.
Ex-dead boyfriend.
Ew.
You is slime as acid.
Oh.
And now she's asleep.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. She's got one of those little button turn-up noses.
Yep. Wink.
Wink. Ba-doot.
See, that's more traditional Santa Claus.
It's Danny Pink.
That's Danny Pink.
Back for a very special episode of Doctor Who.
He has a cool accent. He's got kind of zzz at the end of everything he says. I like that. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to die. He's a smartass to see why he's dead.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble. Get yourself killed.
Terminate, Danny.
Get out of bed. Exterminate your bed.
Sore.
She's short.
Yay, it's Christmas.
Yay.
It's the Christmas time.
I get too hot. And when I pair pajamas like this, then it just about kills me. I don't know how people are.
You know talking about a night shirt?
I know this is going to sound like I'm referencing our pre-show, but they left the lights on overnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, I realize it's a dream sequence. I get it.
It's a girl dream. In my dream, I leave on all the lights.
Reaming, it says. Oh, she has
reaming. Oh,
covered de-reaming. Up the D. Yeah, de-reaming. Sorry, you can't come in. We got to de-ream you.
Yep. What you're doing is you're sucking on a alien's
butthole
dangle.
Oh. Uh-oh. My teacher.
That was
mad.
A pretty good effect.
That was good.
Pretty good.
Not bad for.
Better than Santa on Rudolph.
It's better than this
fucking Rudolph.
Santa on Rudolph action. Got my sleigh tonight. Yes,
that is a cool effect.
Yeah,
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Swipe left, swipe right.
But we're I just all have dying. To point out, every scene is so intense.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's just like
Heavy metal.
Like we're supposed to be on the edge of our seat. We're supposed to be holding our breath. Like, can that stay entertaining for?
Yes.
All 45 minutes straight.
We'll see.
An hour straight for this one.
Hour, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a Christina Ricci vibe.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a Wednesday.
Wednesday vibe.
A little bit. A little bit.
I really need to decorate my house more. I am realizing I do not have anywhere near the decorations I think I do.
You can't compare it to this because this is just...
This is a fire hazard, what this is.
That's right, exactly.
Even though these are LEDs, I don't trust any of it.
Clara.
The chalk needs to speak to you.
Hold my old hand, Clara. What if you tickle their feet? I see why you would see me as your only hope. Santa. Do you think that belt's functional, the Santa wears?
Don't know. It's a good question.
It looks very loose.
Yeah.
I feel like this sort of stuff does not work unless you have a show that is beloved by billions and has been around for 60 years. Oh, yeah. You can get away with it.
This reminds me. I just saw one of the actors has a lot of ear hair.
Oh, yeah.
I had a nightmare that I was like operating, living my life, but I kept looking in the mirror and I had a bush of ear hair. Like it was, and I woke up like sweating. It was such a terrible nightmare, and I don't understand why that was so scary, because you can just trim it. I don't understand why I was so scared.
True story. Last night I dreamed that we were doing the show today, and I had to enter some kind of authentication code to get into Discord, and I couldn't freaking do it. And I woke up because I had gotten so pissed at it. It literally woke me up.
You woke yourself up. But that's hilarious.
Yeah, I was so pissed. I woke up. I was like, what the hell? Ugh. I got problems. Oh, he's in her dream?
How'd he pull that off?
They said. But we weren't paying attention. We were talking about stuff. Ear hair, I think. The real alien in our life.
Does she think it's her dad?
Who dead?
This story is so convoluted. It's just like unnecessarily.
What are they watching on TV?
Oh, I would love a mince pie right now. Oh, that sounds so good.
What's mince pie? Give me it.
I don't like mince pie.
So you take a little pastry shell, right?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you put mincemeat in it.
Right.
And
what's mincemeat?
So it's a savory. Oh no, that's a sweet thing. Yeah.
Mincemeat is fruits like sultanas, raisins, candied orange.
What's sultanas, raisins?
And
it's going deep, dude. Going deep.
Usually like you take those fruits and cook them and then marinate them in brandy for 9 months.
So it's sweet meat, is what you're saying.
Right. There's
wait. What's sweet
meat? There can be some actual meat. You can cook them in beef suet.
Right.
But it's just fruits. Yeah. And you put them in a little tart and you heat it up in the oven. And then when you come out, you put some freshly whipped cream on top or some brandy butter. Oh, it's delicious.
That sounds gross. Sweet. So my answer would have been no mince meat for me.
I love mince meat tarts at Christmas.
Forever? Just so he wants her to trust her inside the dream too. Just trust me.
I want Peter Capaldi to narrate my autobiography audiobook.
Absolutely.
I love his voice.
He is good.
It's Scottish then. I thought he was pure English, but he sounds Scottish, is he? Or am I just hearing that wrong? It's still UK.
Peter.
Yeah.
Still, you know.
Glasgow, Scotland. Was Peter. Born in Scotland.
Okay, it was Scotland then.
In Irish descent.
He looks great for 64.
64, dude.
Well, this is
10 years ago. Almost
7, so. 8 years ago. Almost, how long ago was
almost
this
10 episode? 2014, so
yeah,
8 years ago.
Yeah, so he'd have been in his 50s then. But
you gotta go, buddy.
At least this scene is sweet and not like supposed to be scary.
Right.
Love the heavy depth of field.
Mm-hmm. They're doing it up right now.
Oh, you got to see this picture of when he was very young.
When Capaldi was really young?
Yeah. I'll show you. I'll put it in there.
He was young once? Thought he came out of his mama's looking like that.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Would not have even recognized that as him. I guess a little bit in the eyes, yeah. But wow.
Kind of got his mouth too, I guess, but yeah. Like it's literally him, so I guess he does have his mouth, but I can kind of see
it. I guess he's been Peter Goodhair all his life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just like this episode. It's a bonus. Extra.
Give us extra bonus.
Here he is in a lady costume.
I'm kissing it. I'm kissing it. Oh, no. They just disintegrate. Yeah.
Apparently, all you have to do is drop them on the floor and they disintegrate.
Why would you put that in the chat? That sonic screwdriver looks more like my Striker for lighting the fire.
Yep. Mine's always out of fuel. Mm-hmm.
I just love that there's Christmas lights in this laboratory.
Yeah, they too.
It's just everywhere you go. People have fairy lights up in every possible place. I'm seriously in love with the wife here.
We're all sleeping right now.
Yep, no one's awake.
So this is Inception.
Yeah. We're about to Inception this thing.
Yeah. They just woke up from a dream, but they're still dreaming.
They're like two levels down or whatever.
Yeah. It would be awesome if they played the music really super slow.
Yeah. Blah.
Or just the bong. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Is Santa the bad alien? Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
So Santa didn't save him with the orange. Dang it.
Nope.
Oh man, they had that in the dream.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to cover the.
I'll bet this goes all the way back to she never even saw Santa Claus.
I think she did.
All right.
I think she saw Santa Claus, yeah.
It goes back to when she saw mommy kissing Santa Claus even.
Oh. Mama was kissing Nick Frost. He's a hot
kicking Nick Frost.
Santa's magic, but he still has to use the telephone to communicate with people.
Yeah. And why is it not a candy cane?
Oh, no. With like a little antenna that you pull up, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Everybody
knows that. Awesome. Is that like a cartoon? Where do I know that from?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Elf, maybe? No, what was it?
Something used that. Not that long ago.
I think they use it in Prep and Landing.
This is really just ripping off Inception at this point.
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, they've already Inception, done Alien. Yeah. They've already done Aliens and kind of the thing.
Let's see if they find...
In Inception, you have a totem.
Yeah.
And it's something that the aliens in this show wouldn't know about. Here, they're just like looking things up that only they know.
Yeah. I got you. The books, that's the reason. That makes sense. Yeah.
So Killian Murphy's in some room somewhere taking care of fake Kaiser Sose in some room. Just doesn't know it. Inception, everybody. Inception.
Oh, yeah. No.
Santa.
We got
going to die.
Dead.
Oh, no. This is the worst book ever.
I hate this book.
It's taking them forever to agree on their conclusion that they reached at the beginning of this discussion.
Yep.
Santa's not real.
Ending. Oh, he said chatting. I thought he'd say ending. Yeah. My pattern's all off now.
So did Clara like spawn this guy out of her mind? Like Ray and Ghostbusters with the, I try to think of something that wouldn't hurt us.
Right. Sure.
Funny you bring up Ghostbusters, 20 years after Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Sweet Papa Crimbo.
Yes.
I love that.
I'm going to use that name from now on.
I love the music shift. Oh, no, 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 no. Drawing.
You know Nick Frost was a good choice for this.
It's a reference, Scott, to the doctor referring to timey-wimey stuff.
Clever. Bad case, the dream crabs.
This sequence is painfully unnecessarily long. It's so freaking long for no reason.
Yeah. This happens in everything when you try to explain the Inception or why you're in the Matrix.
I just feel like
they have an hour to fill.
Yeah, they're marking time is how I feel.
It's Christmas time.
Ghostbusters. Yeah. These elves are puds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elf puds. I will hold Clara's hand. You got to sing the Santa Claus Levy Dream song.
All right. So they.
Anybody particularly good at waking yourself up when you're asleep and you need to wake up?
No.
Yeah, I'm okay at it.
Dreams will wake me up, because I want them to. I just do.
Yeah, Brandon's really good. He just has to get his password wrong a number of times.
Damn Skippy. It's like, oh, I'm pissed now. Time to get up.
Whoa.
Go towards the pain.
Right, get off your buttholes. Big city.
Get.
I don't know why they disintegrate. Why?
Because they're going towards the pain.
the food source is cut off, and so they disintegrate.
That's just so quick.
I know. Uh-oh. She's not going to make it.
Those look like if they talk, they'd go, me, 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 me.
They look like they're wearing Audrey 2s on their heads.
Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
That was easy. Are we away, right?
Nope, 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 nope.
Nope, nope.
Yep. How do you know you're not one layer down still?
Phone. Yep.
Whenever you put Facebook in a TV show, Mark Zuckerberg gets an extra testicle or something.
Well, you just run the risk of this thing getting dated at some point.
Yeah, that's true. It's always dangerous to do that. Like, I've seen, I can't remember what it was. I saw something recently that where they mentioned Friendster, I think, but not in an ironic way. It was like as if Friendster was the big hot thing.
Right.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, crap, Clara.
They are one level down still.
Bong.
Pick, bong, boom, bong.
Getting to the TARDIS. Like, yeah. What about the TARDIS?
He always has the obvious awakening moment, too, in these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Six. Copy one.
Gobby one?
Gobby one.
What?
Good talkative gob. Oh. Shut your gob kind of thing.
Sexy one.
Sexy one.
It's a long story. Eek.
Freaky. Mm.
Oh. What?
Sarcastically laughing.
If I had Edison light bulbs hanging and they were fading and then glowing and fading, I would go insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't. I can't even do it if one single light is slightly dimmer than the others. I hate it.
Watch those light bulbs come and go. It would drive me absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
It's a gentle throb of the lights.
Yeah. There's no cadence I would like. If it's fast, it's too blinky and it would drive you crazy. If it's too slow, it's like this. Nothing in between works. I think humans are averse to anything but steady light. I've seen that girl somewhere too.
Mm-hmm. Eating it. Is it Dreamcap's purring?
Yeah. Nothing like the
purring of a brain.
Predator purr.
Sucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PP. See them for who they are.
My name! Why are you telling me this Christmas future? Got a spot of balls.
This episode's never going to end.
No. Sure feels like
they're gonna keep waking up into the lower level of their dream.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's you, dude.
No.
Very conveniently looking right into the camera, right when we need him to. Mm-hmm.
Feed me, Simo. Oh no, we told you not to get too close. What'd you do, you dumb? Oh. Oh, now we're in the ring. They're using all the horror movies.
Yep.
Oh, you're saying we should get close. Oh,
should bad. Not. My bad. Should
ooh,
not.
They're here.
Oh, shit. They're definitely averse to that.
Suck it.
If there's one thing aliens can't handle, it's a little bit of white smoke in their face.
Fire retardant. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you die in the Matrix, you die in real life.
Oh, shit. It is like the Matrix. Not like this. Not like this.
Not like this.
Ooh, they're strong. Here, me, TARDIS, go.
Oh, nice.
Oh, they've invaded your phone booth, dude.
Oh. Wow, she is super short there. There's more.
No one's dressed like Marty McFly.
What was the joke? Why are you wearing a life server?
Just get off the dock.
Yeah, there you go. Ha! Because it's the dock.
Nicely done. Does this show ever go to America?
Like, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just curious.
I used to watch Doctor Who on ETV, educational television.
No, I mean, I think it to air here.
Like locations in the
location.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's like, is there a New York episode? The
setting.
They jump all around the world and throughout history.
Okay.
And the universe.
It was a very CGI looking landing.
Loved it.
I am starting to love the cheese of
early
aught, middle aught, low budget CG.
We're out. I heard Bumble's bounce. Let's get out of here.
We're out.
Look down there. It's the Island of Misfit Toys.
I want to be a dentist.
Hermie wants to be a dentist.
I haven't seen that stuff in so long.
Mm-hmm. We watched one of them last year for Christmas. I can't remember which one it was. It wasn't A Year Without a Santa Claus, which is, you know, the best one.
Which one was it?
I'm trying to remember. I think it might have been...
one of those has Heat Miser and...
That's the Year Without a Santa Claus.
Okay. Yes, Year Without a Santa Claus is a great one.
I love the Heat Miser.
Mm-hmm. Miser. Frost.
What was the name of the production company that made all those stop motion
Rankin
things?
Rankin Bass.
Yep. Rankin Bass. Yep.
I always think of Ralph Bakshi for whatever reason, which is not him at all.
Did he just try to bite at Santa? Weird.
I mean, look, he's the Time Lord. He's hungry.
I have not seen a single person drink hot chocolate in this film. I don't like it. Show movie.
They had
lame.
Wait, in her dream, they had something he was drinking. The pink guy or whatever is drinking some.
The pink guy.
Stage shots sure have gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is just them on a green screen somewhere. Yeah,
they're on a stage in the
with their hands reel. Out, acting like they're having a good time.
You know what? The movies that started to make me realize what was possible with green screen and making it look better than this was MCU movies.
Did you just say yippee-ki-yay?
Yeah. MCU movies are really good about movement and feeling like they're in the same wind and sun and lighting and everything. I love that.
Yeah.
She has sardine breath. Remember,
it's a Christmas miracle.
She has sardine breath, I'm telling you. I don't even know why.
Aw.
I can just tell. I'll stand and talk to you now.
In dreams.
Ooze. us. Not any of us.
Not any of us.
I love her accent.
Yeah.
That more like country style English accent. Love it. Deuced. Oh, she's in a wheelchair. Oh, nice. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, that, I want to go back to the dream world.
Yeah.
F this.
Nope.
Just leave it there.
Grandma, what is this? Oh, Grandma.
Grandma. Oh, Grandma. You need to tell us before you got to go, Grandma.
Who are you?
Oh, thank goodness.
Good. My hair is beautiful.
I woke up and I had lots more hair.
Ah, my God. I shouldn't drink when I go out. Cripes.
It's going to be such a pain in the butt to clean up out of the bed.
Oh, God. Kidding, dude. At least that hardwood, you sweep
anytime
it.
Anytime you've got to vacuum your bed, that's not good. Something has gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And she's gone.
Every time you look away.
No, 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 stop it, stop it.
Jeez.
Get the dustbuster.
Gross. And gosh. I'm sleepy.
I'm going to go into a Star Wars series. So much. Oh, she's great in that.
She drinking NyQuil? What is that? No, it's a bottle. Is that her grown-up Christmas list? Alien. Ha ha. The thing
from the world. Marathon. She was in Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Also, it's a lot of DVDs for 2014. Seems a little.
Aw, forgive Dave.
We were deep into the Blu-ray era. So.
Yeah. But most people couldn't afford a Blu-ray player.
Most people just still call them DVDs, even
today.
Switch to Blu-ray. Just DVDs.
Because it's like, is there a hyphen? Is Ray capitalized? Is it all one word?
I always like people who don't know what it means. I always love to tell them because they don't know. If people think it's digital video disc, it's digital versatile disc.
Versatile,
yeah.
Which is stupid, but fun at trivia parties.
Right. Fun at shutting people up.
Yeah, fun at making people annoyed that you know that.
Right. Fun at stopping a conversation. Whatever, Johnson.
Where is he, in a cave?
Was Clara even sleeping?
Because it's Christmas.
Because I love you, Santa.
I have a thing. I have a Nick Cross thing.
Nick Frost.
Nick Frost. I meant Nick Frost. I have a Christopher
Saint,
Cross
that's
thing.
Saint Nicholas Frost.
I may have gotten Saint Christopher Nicholas Cross in there because of Christopher.
Christopher Cross?
Yeah.
It made it.
Whew. It's like starting a car.
Oh, Clara's staying in. Oh, no.
That's a completely different room.
Poke it.
She was dreaming before, so that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Poke it with your space dildo.
Space dildo. And I'm just going to get you right there.
Ew.
Take that.
Ew.
Oh, I don't like it. I won't back. It's so cold here. No.
Is he keeping a sample?
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought it died when they came off.
Oh, when it touches the floor or apparently the pillow next to you. Okay.
He zapped it.
I thought once the food source was cut off, it...
Yeah.
Oh, he zapped
it. It's not Claire at all, is it? I knew it.
No, it's her. It's just old.
It's old, Clara.
Oh, it's years later. He said it could be in any time, didn't he? Okay.
Is this the end of her?
Well, you aged well.
Hold on, Scott. We still got 5 minutes to go.
Okay.
As well. Oh, God, she's so old.
I can't do it. This is some bullshit.
Hot. This is great for catching on fire. Watch.
So what are they saying?
We are not going to explain this.
So the rest of the time, the show has her as a companion. She's actually super old. He just sees her as young.
Nope. Yeah. No.
Maybe.
Yeah, he said that it could happen in any time, in any place.
Okay.
So she got attacked much later. My lips hurt. Look at them.
Yeah, her nose isn't as cute now.
No. Right? Teeth are nice, though. Still has good teeth. Mm-hmm. You always tell when that makeup's no good, isn't the teeth are fine.
Right.
Yeah. Also, she's just a British person with good teeth. That seems to be counterintuitive. Hmm. Is that no longer a stereotype? The Brits have bad teeth?
I don't know.
I don't know if they do that or not. Oh, well,
if they haven't pulled the cracker yet, how did they get the paper crown?
Right. I guess it's the third one. They're really hogging it up.
They're in crab dreams still.
They're Bogart and all that. That's true.
Sometimes you have like 8 crackers, but only 5 people at the dinner table. So you get to pull more after.
Yep.
I've never done this.
You've never done this?
Not the big full size British one. I've done the little bitty ones that you get here in America.
What kind of hat do you get for that?
Usually not a hat in there. They just pop, make big noises.
Oh.
Sometimes candy.
Just like that Christmas tree back there.
Oh, like the little ones that look like bottles, the plastic ones?
Maybe.
With the strings coming out of the, the neck. Yeah.
I was told one Christmas those were Christmas crackers, and I don't think it's always still in history.
You married
Santa? It was another level. Like I say, this story could have gone on forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just, at some point, we have to pick a point to stop.
Are you telling me it hasn't gone on forever? Because I feel like it might have already. Gasping. Young and beautiful.
Thank God. That was close. You're almost old.
Am I young? No idea.
Yeah, he's still not sure.
Well, that's very...
Now, what about all these other people around the world who have dream crabs on their faces?
Yeah. I think.
Did they come out of there? Wait a minute. Oh, because all of the people were dream crab people, even the ones we didn't.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
There are other people right now that we haven't seen yet who were described as being face hugged. Music is way overwrought for this.
I love it. Yeah. Let's go on an adventure.
And then they did it.
In the box. Let's go.
Into the TARDIS.
Oh, I don't know. I think you might know who to thank.
Oh, you got
to
thank Nick Croft.
Nick Krabs.
Crabs.
Here comes the hand, right? Nope. There's the thing. There's the tangerine.
Oh, there's a tangerine. Oh,
the tangerine did it. It was all a tangent dream. Oh.
Wow.
All right. Let's try not to think about this too critically.
Barrel. You guys are being critical?
No, I'm not being. It is what I always expect these to be, and I haven't seen very much, but every time I see it, it's like this. It's just kind of a fun, romp.
Yeah. Alien of the week. Sometimes it's a repeat alien. Sometimes it's a new alien.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of a fun, breezy take. I think the show deserves a bunch of credit for maintaining that for so long, even in the early black and white crap. It's all the same. And I think that's good and weird that it lasts this long. And I don't know. It's a phenomenon. It's really a strange thing.
Yeah. And how many ways are there to tell a Christmas story? Like this was kind of unique. So that's all right.
Yeah. They told us they didn't do another. You'll be haunted by 3 ghosts tonight kind of thing.
Right. That's like something. Yeah.
Which everybody does these days. Can't have that. Well, that was loads of fun, though, and we look forward to doing more. This month is a little bit of a mixed bag. We'll have some watch-alongs. We'll have some full films. Next week, we're doing Europa.
Because it's Christmas time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're doing Europa Report next week. That'll be fun.
Is that a Christmas movie?
No.
Will it be?
No. Well, I don't know. Do they celebrate?
Yeah, I don't even
on
know why we're doing Europa Report. What was our idea behind that? Europa?
It's a cool science fiction-y thing, right?
Is that the deal? I think it's because we've been trying to get it for such a long time, and it finally showed up on streaming.
I think you're right.
Who's in it?
Europa Report from 2013 includes the cast Chateau Copley. Michael Nyquist and Christian Carmongo.
None of these
I don't either, but it's science fiction, and hey, buddy. I like
from
some
what year?
2013. A year before this episode of Doctor Who we just watched.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Was there a twist?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you. I think you should watch it without interrogating it in advance.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm in. I like science fiction, and I feel like we don't do enough of it, so I'm in. But that'll be next time here on Film Sack, and then after that, we'll let you know. Okay? That's how that'll work. You guys are all awesome, though, for listening, so thank you. Thank you for your continued listenership, and we hope you're having a very nice holiday. For me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you next time.
Oh, Grandmas. We'll see you next Grandmas.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.